HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Cracking the Nazi Code, The Untold Story of Canada's Greatest Spy by Jason Bell. Read by Christopher Grove. To the good archivists, editors, historians, philosophers, and spies. Author's Note. This is the true story of Winthrop Bell, quite possibly history's greatest spy. Codenamed A-12, he was a Canadian-born British secret agent who dodged gunfire and explosions in Berlin in 1919 to become the first Western secret agent to fight the Nazis. His intelligence campaign helped ensure that Adolf Hitler lost World War II. Bell was also a key, though necessarily unnamed, architect of peace after both world wars. Why has his amazing story never been told? As Winthrop Bell later wrote about his own espionage career in a letter to the spymaster Lord Maurice Hankey, naturally, I have not talked of it. Meanwhile, the British government did its part by keeping many of his papers classified. Only now can his astonishing secret life be revealed. Bell was the first known person to warn against the Nazis' deadliest plots, and he did it twice. In the spring of 1919, he was the first intelligence agent to warn about the National Socialists and their plan for the Second World War. This was a year before the Kapp Putsch attempted to overthrow the Weimar Republic and take over Germany, and years before people first referred to supporters of National Socialism as Nazis. 2 decades later, in 1939, Bell published the first warning about the Nazis' ultimate secret. Years before the major newspapers began reporting on the Holocaust, Bell told intelligence agencies and the public about Adolf Hitler's plans for racial exterminations and how his intentions were global in scope. How did he do it? Bell was in the right place at the right time with the right sources. He was the lead British secret agent in Germany in the spring of 1919, with highly placed contacts deeply embedded in German military intelligence. Some of them were his closest friends. Others were key diplomats, politicians, labor leaders, business owners, and journalists. But it would have been for naught if Bell weren't courageous, persistent, and intelligent. As a philosophy graduate student in Germany, Bell had successfully interpreted Edmund Husserl's Logical Investigations, a notoriously difficult book. He then wrote his own book on the theory of knowledge, an extremely demanding philosophical topic. He finished his doctoral studies in 1914 and would have ordinarily been immediately awarded the PhD. But his German university refused to formally confer the degree on an enemy citizen. It was eventually granted in 1922. But that didn't stop Canada's Prime Minister, Robert Borden, from addressing him as doctor in 1918. A-12's training wasn't just academic. As a new agent, he received intelligence training from the legendary founder of the British Secret Intelligence Service, Mansfield Smith Cummings, also known as C, before departing for Berlin. His training was the best, but Bell was also a man of scientific character. As the historian Terence Punch observed, Bell was ruthless and relentless in pursuit of historical facts, and determined, unwavering, and unwilling to abide hindrance or objection. Although Punch described Bell as a scholar, his words equally apply to his intelligence war against Nazism, and his formulation of a plan for enduring post-war peace that can continue to guide us today. From sounding the first anti-Nazi warnings to laying the foundations for the Marshall Plan, Bell is history's greatest spy. Of course, there are other greats, including the Hungarian Armin Vanbery, the Russian Sidney Reilly, and the Canadian William Stevenson. The greatest may end up being a tie, but I'm sure there are none greater than A-12. This is a work of nonfiction, and everything in quotes has been sourced from the historical record. I conducted much of the research among unpublished papers held in archives in Canada, Germany, and the UK. The most important of these is the Winthrop Pickard Bell Fonds at Mount
Sample complete. Ready to continue?